This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report on monthly printing shipments. This time it's for February 2011. All this is copyright 2011 by What They Think. This month we had another good one compared to 2010, of course. Let's go straight to slide 3. Shipments were $6.6 billion, in fact, just a little bit over that. They were up 4.4% on a current dollar basis compared to last year. That was up $280 million. The inflation-adjusted figure was up $146 million for a 2.2% increase. Even that is not keeping up with GDP. We're going to be talking about GDP very shortly, but that increase is not keeping up with the recent GDP figures. That's 11 consecutive months, though, of a current dollar increase. It's actually 10 out of the last 11 on an inflation-adjusted increase. And we do have to be concerned that there are going to be some revisions coming from the Department of Commerce in May, in the middle of the month, that may revise a lot of these changes away. But for right now, this is the way the Commerce Department sees it, and that's the way we have to look at it because those are the data that we have. I do suspect that there's going to be some revisions down because of the way employment data have been going and their last revision, but we'll just have to wait another 6 weeks to try to figure out what's going on. January shipments were revised up. That's a good sign. $59 million increase compared to what their original estimate was. In Canada, shipments were $643 million. That was tough because it was down 5.2% in current dollars and down 7.3% in inflation-adjusted dollars. A lot of this probably has to do with the weakness of the U.S. dollar. That may be one of the reasons why U.S. shipments are up. The forecasting model that we use for GDP and print has been updated with the latest fourth quarter final figure that was released about 10 days ago. It's not reliable for a forecast of our industry. It hasn't been accurate for quite a long time, but the equation that's generated has a slope of the line. And that slope says that for every $1 billion increase in GDP, commercial print goes down by $7 million on an annual basis. We've had some discussion about this at various times. This is a little hard to understand. And when we get to the forecast page, we'll go into that a little more deeply. Let's go to slide 4. Slide 4 shows the last few years in current dollars. At the top is 2007. That was a pretty strong year. 2005 and 2006 were stronger than that. But this is our most recent strong year that we have on the chart. It was followed by 2008, and you can see a little bit of change in seasonality. And this was the difference between the 2 years was a real change on the retail advertising side of the business. And that holiday advertising and Christmas shopping season really changed very, very much around that time. And you can see from the charts below, it's changed even more. Then we have 2009, that's the blue line. 2009 was a very, very bad year. So we had favorable comparisons for most of 2010 compared to 2009. And that's one of the things that we're seeing right now with January and February. January and February in 2010 were terrible. And they were a continuation of the very, very weak market that we saw at the end of 2009. But things started to perk up a little bit come March of 2010, and then we got into this period of favorable comparisons with the prior year. So that brings us to January and February. That's the black line for 2011. You see that's right in between the 2009 and 2010 line, and you also see that it's above 2010. It may very well be the case that the easy comparisons are all over and that we're going to see a flat comparison to 2010 coming up very soon. So now that these 2 months are out of the way, we get one more month, and we'll have 12 months of rather good but somewhat flat commercial printing shipments. Now, when we inflation adjust it on slide 5, that's where you see how close the years actually were. Basically, 2009, starting in March, and 2010 were about the same. So it's quite interesting to see that we have these favorable comparisons on a year-to-year basis, on an inflation-adjusted basis. It was only July, and only by a little, that 2009 was a little bit better. But you also see that for 2011, January and February are extremely close to 2010. So it will be very interesting to see what happens in March. Now, we may have an indication that things are going to be kind of okay. So let's go over to slide 6, and you can see the forecast for 2011. This is what's coming out of our forecasting models. These are just the statistical models. I happen to believe that we are going to be closer to 2010 than the model says. The model says we're going to be down a little bit every month compared to it, for the most part. We're going to definitely be lower on an inflation-adjusted basis compared to 2010, which means that if you are forecasting for zero growth, there's a good chance you're going to be wrong. You're going to be wrong as a forecast that's too high, and we don't want that to be the case, that's for sure. So let's go to slide 7, and now we are at the forecast page. Our conservative forecasting model, which forecasts on an inflation-adjusted basis, is saying that $86.3 billion will be how the year ends. Our aggressive model, which responds to changes in the nature of the trends in the data, not the trends in the marketplace, but in the trends in the data, says that, no, this is going to be a tough year. We're going to have, we're not even going to hit $80 billion. We're forecasting $85 billion, so we're forecasting a slight decline. Now, remember, last year we started the year forecasting the industry at $82 billion, and we raised it to $85 or $86. I have trouble remembering. But we were still short of where the industry came out for the year. It will be very interesting to see how this plays out as we go along. So March is an absolutely critical month in all of these things, because it tends to be a bigger month, but it also may give us our first sign of how the year really compares to 2010, with a month that 2010 had as a rather strong month. Now, our GDP model. Now, if you're familiar with regression models, if you dust off all your statistical textbooks, you're trying to use GDP, one economic indicator, to forecast something about the economy. So we used real GDP, and we came out with a model, which is basically a very small equation, where the forecast equals a slope of a line times a value plus some kind of constant. And the way this works out, you can tell the direction of the line. If it's positively related, that means that when GDP goes up, then the thing you're forecasting, in this case commercial printing shipments, would go up. But for many, many years, that slope of that line has been negative, meaning that when GDP goes up, commercial printing shipments go down. Why is that the case? Well, that's just the way the model works. That's just the nature of the data that's being fed into it. But we can understand why it would be by just thinking about what's happening in the business in relation to the rest of the communications industry and the computer industry. When you have a situation like we're in today, where companies are stressed, they're looking for ways to be more and more efficient, and one of the ways that they do that is by investing in computing and communications technologies, which reduces their administration, their bureaucracy, but it also reduces their dependence on print for all kinds of information, whether it's sales or marketing or internal information. These investments have spread around into the consumer marketplace as well, as everyone looks to save money and also gain additional benefits of using these technologies. So on one hand, when the economy is bad, people will start to invest in these kinds of things, and that reduces their dependence on print. The thing we have to watch out for, though, is when the economy gets stronger, that frees up money to make even more investments in those kinds of things. And if they move toward an expansionary phase of the economy, these technologies are going to be absolutely critical in making that expansion much more productive and much more effective. So we get it on both sides, basically. So that's why for every $1 billion change in GDP, commercial printing goes down by $7 million. Now, if you look, this model hasn't been working. It gets the slope right, but it hasn't been working on the forecast of the size of the industry. And that's been the case for an extremely long time. But we get a better sense of the direction of the business. What it does say is that the industry is going to go down $2.4 billion. Well, that turns out that's not so far off the conservative forecast. It's saying that the industry is going to be $17 billion smaller in 2017 than it is today, the difference between the 99.6 and the 82.8. And that's basically what our conservative forecast is saying. So it's getting the direction and the magnitude correct, but it's not getting the other aspects of it in terms of the absolute size of the business. We still believe that the right column to use in all of this is our far right-hand column, which are our judgmental forecasts, which are a combination of the statistical forecasts and what we see happening in the marketplace and the technologies that we believe are coming to the marketplace and some assumptions about consumer adoption of those kinds of things. So we're looking at an industry that's going to be going from about $85 billion in 2011, which is almost $2 billion smaller than last year, down to a $52 billion business, which will still be a very good-sized industry, but not the industry that we miss from the 1990s and not the industry that we're having today. Obviously, there are many, many changes coming into the marketplace if we're going to be losing basically $33 billion worth of volume. On slide 8, some of the changes that we're seeing are in the nature of our employment. March printing estimates were for 475,500 employees. Now, that was 800 employees higher than February 2011. So that's a good sign that March employment was higher than February. So that didn't decline. On a year-over-year basis, you see that the decline slowed as well. February's decline in employment compared to the prior year was 3.8%. But for March, our decline compared to 2010 was 2.9%. So it appears that our employment is still shrinking, and in the separate report, we'll talk about how this has affected profits. Those profits data came out last week as well, and those were very good from a comparative perspective to prior quarters. They're not where they need to be. But one of the main reasons for the change is the fact that employment is contracting in our industry, and a lot of the sales volume that have been in other print businesses is getting pulled into more successful print businesses via tuck-ins or by having weak printing companies exit the marketplace. So there are other good signs here. One is that graphic design employment is up, so we know more content is being created. Ad agency employment compared to last year was up 3.3%. That's very good. And the combination of design and agency for February, we don't have March data, for February was up 3% compared to the prior year. So all of these are very, very good signs that content is being created, and now we have to find a way to get involved in this content because a lot of it is electronic format. And many of our printing companies are starting to really take a much harder look at those kinds of businesses. On slide 9, we have the commercial printing shipments for Canada. And these are in four different ways. The original data is the dark blue line. You see that Canada is having a difficult time for the last 5 years about on an inflation-adjusted basis and any other way that you want to put it. And on a U.S. dollar basis, we see that the value has been going up, and that probably is one of the problems. The U.S. dollar is so weak that many commercial printing companies in Canada are having difficulty selling into the marketplace. Now, we know that we've had this discussion several times over the past year, but the biggest victim, if you want to call it that, of print from China have been Canadian printers, because the volume of of printing imported into the U.S. hasn't changed a whole lot. But where that printing comes from has. And that is a real problem for Canada's printers who relied on U.S. marketplaces for their goods for quite a long time. And it's disappointing to see it's not going to be changing anytime soon. The Fed is definitely on a track for to continue its weak dollar policy, and Canada is still one of the most respected economies in the entire world, and the printers in Canada are kind of caught in that vice. The forecast for Canada, last month we talked about how the forecast for 2017 was that Canada's printing market would be zero. We don't believe it, and we're not suggesting that anyone believe that. The conservative forecast shows continuing a decrease from 8.6 to 6.9. If you average the two forecasts together, you get about a $3.5 billion Canadian printing market. That's the end of our discussion for this particular report on monthly printing shipments. Look for our profits report, which will be out very shortly. But we also want to remind you of two things. The Print CEO Forum from last year, the Turbulent Ride to 2020 presentation, is still available and is strongly recommended. We also have an economic webinar coming up on April 20, 2 p.m. That's a Wednesday, and invite you to sign in for that and listen in to some of the things we'll be saying. We'll have some of these forecasts and lots of other topics that we'll be covering, including our survey of U.S. commercial printers. On slide 12, I want to remind you that we have many research reports available for printers and industry suppliers. And in slide 13, make sure that if you haven't, that you finally download Disrupting the Future. The book has done extremely well and is still very, very popular. And if you haven't had a chance to read that yet, I would strongly recommend that you do. Thanks again, and I look forward to chatting with you next month.